Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marlene Wall and Becky Wigland from the National Balloon Museum about their need for volunteers. National Balloon Museum is looking for volunteers. Tell us a little bit about what those volunteers would do and what some of their responsibilities are.
Well, my name's Becky Wigland, and I'm the curator there, and we only are open from Wednesday to Sunday, and we have one shift from 1 to 4, and that's only 3 hours, and we're looking for some people who could maybe volunteer 2 or 3 times a month. That's only 9 hours out of your whole month to come and help us keep the National Balloon Museum open. And it's nothing too difficult. You have to have like a little smiley face and have the people invite them in. We have a video. They can sign their name in the book. We have a gift shop. We have lots of stuff to see from 1783 up to the present. And we give training sessions. And we can answer about any question that you want because some of us are full of hot air.
Well, that sounds fitting. Volunteers feels like they do a lot of different things, and it feels like a very interesting time. Just kind of talk about some of the things that they might be handling at the Balloon Museum.
I'm Marlene Wall, president of the Balloon Museum. And the people that come in, they really are, they're volunteers, but they also are just a welcoming committee that answer all kinds of questions, whatever the people might have. And, of course, the gift shop is our only income that we have. Everything is donated, all the displays, everything. Anybody that works there or on the board or like Becky, curator. And we really don't have enough volunteers.
Well, talk about the need for volunteers and why it's fun to keep the Balloon Museum here in Indianola.
Well, for you people who might be new, like Andrew here, we have had ballooning here since 1970, and we tell the story of when it started in 1970 with Ed Yost and 10 balloonists, and it has blossomed into a full 9 days, and the National Balloon Classic office is in the museum, as well as the Balloon Federation of America's national office, which is the ruling body for all balloons. And so we have 3 functions in one building, but they are all different. You don't have to deal with them. It's just the museum that we're working with. And I'm not very good at the computer, and so we have volunteers from Simpson that come and help save my bacon. And if you're good on the computer, that we can use you there, too. We're also looking for tour guides. And if you like history, and we're full of history, and we train for tour guides, we train for just about anything that you'd need.
All right, well, talk about some of the attractions that the Balloon Museum have. I know you kind of went over some of the gift shop, but some of that history that we just talked about.
Well, way back in 1970 is when the Nationals began here. And there was a lady here in town that decided that we needed a museum. And so back in 1971, the balloon baskets started being donated to us. And so we needed some place to put them. So from 1971 until 1987, we went from spot to spot to spot. And every year we all had to get together and get all the baskets and all the memorabilia in one area so people could come and see. And of course, she retired in 1987. Was that Becky? Maxine. Maxine Wyman. And Becky took over from there. So that's originally how it all got started.
Well, awesome. And there's also a need for volunteers coming up because there might be some events. Do you want to let the public know about what's coming up for the National Balloon Museum?
We did a lot of construction. We're closed January and February for fix and paint up and clean up and everything. And we did some new construction. And so it's not quite ready, but when we get it all put together, we're going to have an open house. We've been updating our balloonscape, which are the little metal balloons out in front. And several of them are faded and have needed a little TLC, and they're about done. And so when we get all this done, we're going to have an open house that we will let Andrew know, and it'll be free admission, and we'll have refreshments and all kinds of goodies so that you can come and check us out.
Thanks to Marlene Wall and Becky Wigland for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.